Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, don't be afraid of the dark. Don't be afraid of the dark. You've got to admit, growing up as kids, we were introduced to many types of fears. Some were introduced to the boogeyman. Others were afraid of certain types of animals. Some were afraid of thunderstorms and tornado warnings and things, electrical and power outages. And many of us, growing up as children, have to admit of being afraid of the dark. Yes, my friends, we could play in our rooms all day long, and then when someone would turn the lights off, all of a sudden we'd wonder if something was in the closet, if something was at the window, if something was under our beds, and it would cause us to be afraid. Many even had night lights so that they could have some type of light in the middle of that dark situation. Well, in business, there are many fears that grip business leaders all over the world. Many fears that are holding somebody back from making that leap into the business opportunities that you present. And as a business leader, we've got to know the four basic fears that are going to captivate our teams so much that it may cause them not to be productive. Well, those four components are found in our DART acronym. The four key fears that most new team members have that keep them from advancing, that we have to help them overcome. That D in our DART acronym reminds us that most people are afraid of making decisions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, most are afraid of making decisions. Even simple decisions cause many people a little bit of anxiety. They can go to a restaurant and look at a menu, and it takes them 45 minutes, it seems, to make a decision on what they want. You probably know people like that who go to the same drive-thru restaurant every single week, but yet they have the line held up because they can't decide what they want. Well, in business, the same thing happens. There are many individuals who just don't have a strong ability to make quick, rapid, informed business decisions. So when you present to them an opportunity, or when you're presented with an opportunity to advance or excel, it creates a level of paralysis because nothing happens due to the pondering over, or am I making the right decision? Well, we've got to see decisions differently in order to embrace them. We have to see decisions not as obstacles where there's a right or wrong, but an opportunity. Well, we can't miss either way. I always say that a decision is simply an opportunity to learn. You're either going to learn what to do more or what not to do again. Who can be afraid of the opportunity to learn? Every decision is rooted in the opportunity to say, I'm going to either validate what I already believed or learn why I don't need to take this path again. However, what I'm not going to do is be in a state of paralysis and not make the decision. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to make the definitive decision. Don't take all month, all week, all year to deliberate. Make the choice and move with it. That A in our DART acronym reminds us that most people are afraid of giving it their all. Yes, my friends, this is a humongous fear. Many people hold back. They even describe the term that they use to hold back. They'll say, well, I've got walls up here, or I've been hurt in the past, and because of that, I don't want to give my all. In business, all is a requirement because we either experience the joy in giving it our all or the regret associated with almost. Yes, you see, my friends, all has a second cousin called almost, and many people are accustomed to working almost and giving it almost all they have, but very few are committed to giving it their all. The only time we receive true joy is when we give it our all. Dr. Frank Crane said, it is better to trust too much than not to trust at all. We have to remember that anything that we're going to do, we're attracting people to our teams by them seeing us giving it our all. Every person that you like on television and your favorite athletes, you like them because they've given it their all. They've ascended to the top of the food chain, not because they're bigger, faster, stronger, or more athletic. No, it's only because they're giving it every single thing they've got every single play. Let's take that from as an example, my friends and neighbors, of how we can also give it our all in everything we do. The key to giving it our all, we have to remember that it is the component to our joy. Every person that lacks joy only lacks it because they don't give it their all. When they put everything they've got into everything, it causes us to make sacrifices and then leave some other things behind. Because, you know, we can't give our all to 20 things. We can only give our all to a few. So giving it our all is going to force us to make stronger business decisions and discover what things to participate in and what things to leave behind. That R in our DARK acronym reminds us of the fear of rejection. You knew that had to be in that DARK acronym, my friends. Most people are afraid of being rejected. Again, it's not a logical fear, because people can reject an idea without rejecting the person who brought the idea. You know, in other words, people can reject your offer without actually rejecting you. And it's never personal for most people. It's simply business. You've got to, and embracing that will allow us to be even more aggressive. I remember in high school, there was a friend of mine named Freddie. And we had dances, of course, throughout our high school time. And Freddie would ask about a dozen girls to the dance. We get to the lunchroom and begin to talk about who we were going to ask out. And we'd all have one person in our mind and one person only. Not Freddie. Freddie would say, well, I've already asked 12 girls and 6 said no. 3 walked away and didn't say anything. And the other 3 said they'll think about it. So I might have 3 days to the prom. And ironically, believe it or not, there were many dances that Freddie would have 2 young ladies on his arm because he'd asked 12 and 2 said yes and didn't mind that another was going with them. And I can tell you, my friends and neighbors, that is the attitude that allows us to win, is recognizing we don't need everybody to jump on a bandwagon in order for us to advance and excel. We only need a few. We only need a handful in order to make it work. We've got to take the plunge, however, and be more like Freddie. Ask as many people as you can. Invite as many individuals as you can to try your products and services. And by doing so, then here's what happens. Somebody is going to give you the excitement and enthusiasm of saying, yes, I want it. Yes, I need it. Yes, I'm with you. Yes. And that overshadows all the no's you could ever have received. My friends, I wish we had time to complete this training segment. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.